Amen. You know, we were talking about Jesus over circumstances. Well, a few of us actually needed Jesus over our circumstance when we went fishing the other day. We did catch one. Sabato caught his first ever fish, so that was... But it definitely reminded me, you know, when we're talking about Jesus over circumstances, and it reminded me of my kids. It reminded me of the time when the doctor told us that we couldn't have kids. It reminded me of after the first miscarriage, fear and doubt started to creep in. And then the second miscarriage came, and then it was like questioning God, where are you? And we're talking about Jesus over circumstances. And just, it reminded me, it only took one word from God. And Miss Tammy Bayless, I remember she, who came and shared a word, called me and Brianne out. She started prophesying of us, didn't know us from Adam. Didn't know who we were, and started speaking and saying that God is saying to you that you're going to have children in the natural and you're going to have spiritual kids. Jesus over circumstances. And then what's so great today is just to see my son here, my daughter here. I mean, Jesus over circumstances. And so we just need to just be reminded of how good God is. That the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the name above all circumstances, the name above all situations, the name of Jesus. And so I just wanted to share that because it just really honestly brought a tear to my eye. I'm just glad my kids are actually here to be able to hear. I mean, it's a good surprise for me, but let's just pray. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you in this place. Would you just invade our territory? You invade our space. You invade this place. Holy Spirit, would you just continue to release your miracle signs and wonders in this place. We just thank you for your healing flows upon every person that needs healing, God. We just thank you. You are setting the captives free for those that are bound and chained, Lord, we just thank you that you would just set them free in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you, Lord, let your words be your words, not my words. But, Lord, we just ask that you speak through me. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for just opening spiritual eyes, spiritual ears to hear your word. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read it quickly, just a story, and I'll just kind of go into what I want to talk about this morning. I was going to say, y'all look refreshed. I know Pastor Lena didn't sleep because you got an extra hour of sleep, but I just want to quickly just read this story. I was talking about mistaken identity. A middle-aged lady had a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital. While on the operating table, she had a near-death experience. Seeing a brilliant white light with a glowing figure in the center, she asked, "Are you God?" The figure said, "Yes." And she said, "Is my time up?" "No, you have another 40 years, 4 months, and 8 days to live." Overjoyed, the lady returns to her physical being. When she recovered from her heart attack, she decided to make the most of her time she had left to live. So she stayed in the hospital, got a facelift, full body liposuction, a tummy tuck. She even had someone come to restyle her hair and change its color from brunette to blonde. By the time she was released from the hospital, she spooked sleep and slim, years younger. While crossing the street, she was run over and killed by an ambulance. Arriving quickly at the bright light, seeing God again, she demanded, "Why didn't you pull me out of the path of the ambulance? You said I had another 40 years to live." God shrugged and said, "Sorry, I didn't recognize you." All right, so. So this morning, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit on those lines about false identity. You know, what's so beautiful about this particular message is I was supposed to share this message during our men's group. And God had other plans, invaded our time there, people getting healed, and God just did a miraculous thing during our men's group. And I asked the Lord, I said, "Well, did you want me to share it for this morning?" And he said, "Yes." Well, I didn't know until Gordon had told me on Friday that, you know, Danny and Alicia were teaching to the young kids about identity and some of the young adults. And so it's only fitting of what God is speaking in this house, but more or less in the church overall, about the church losing its true identity. And so let me give you just quickly just a couple definitions of false identity. In the dictionary, it says, when someone pretends to be something they are not. Now, let's kind of go deeper, dive a little bit deeper about that definition. You know, some people like to pull up the Hebrew, some people like to pull up the Greek definition, and don't crucify me, but I really honestly felt led just to pull up, what does it say in the Urban Dictionary? But listen to this. False identity in the Urban Dictionary means frontin, F-R-O-N-T-I-N. Frontin. Why are you fronting? But listen to what it says. It says to put up a facade or make appearances, typically to impress or in some way deceive to maintain image. Fronting. Let me give you my definition of false identity. Putting on anything other than Christ. Let me just say it again. The definition, my definition of false identity is putting on anything other than Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith," which means adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 3:26 and 27 says, "For you who are born again and have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are children of God," which means set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Christ Jesus. "For all you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." That is, you have taken on his characteristics and his values. So there's so many factors that I can kind of just go into with identity from, you know, how was your family life? How it affected your identity to your, your environment, the environment that you're in now, maybe the environment that you grew up in or the friends that you hung out with. But, you know, a lot of that was similar to Nayeli's testimony. She's over there now, which was so beautiful, by the way, that she was able to share a couple of weeks ago. And I really appreciate your transparency and your heart. But it was a testimony of how God delivered her from her environment and how God set her free to show her true identity in him. You know, for a lot of people, there are three things that you use to define their identity: what I possess, what I do, what other things think or say about me. Let me say it again: what I possess or what I own that makes me who I am, what I do, my success in life, my accomplishments, what others think or say about me, whether it's good or bad. See, when you allow these things to shape us, mold us, and define us, it goes against what God says about us. Amen? So let me just quickly go through what God says about you and what God says about I. And I'm going to quickly just run through these. You're a child of God. You're redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You're forgiven. You're saved by grace through faith. You're justified. You're sanctified. You're a new creature, partaker of his divine nature, redeemed from the curse of the law. You're delivered from the powers of darkness. You're led by the Spirit of God. You're a son of God. You're kept in safety. You get all your needs met by Jesus. You're one who can cast all your cares on Jesus. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You're an heir to the blessing of Abraham. You're one who observes and does the Lord's commandments. You're blessed coming in and going out. You're an heir of eternal life. You're blessed with all spiritual blessings. You're healed by his stripes. You are one who can exercise his authority over the enemy. You're more than a conqueror. You are above only and not beneath. You are the one who establishes God's word here on earth. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. You are the one who overcomes the devil. You're not moved by what you see. Talking about circumstances. You walk by faith and not by sight. You are the one who casts down vain imaginations. You are the one who brings every thought into captivity. You're one who is being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're a laborer together with God. You are the righteousness of God. You're an imitator of Christ. You are the light of the world. You're the one who blesses the Lord at all times and continually praises the Lord with your mouth. And those are just some of them. And there are far even more truth of what God says about you. So knowing thy identity in Christ is knowing the truth. You know, John 14:6 says, Jesus explained, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know the Father too. Knowing your identity in Christ is having the truth speak to you through his word. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for instruction, for correction, of training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Knowing your identity in Christ is believing what his truth says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Forever, whoever comes near to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards for those who seek him. Knowing your identity in Christ is utilizing the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth. John 14:6, and I'll ask the Father, and I will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, stand by to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, but know him because he remains with you continually and will be in you. See, God only moves where truth is spoken and where truth is lived, where truth lives. Let me say it again, is God only moves where truth is spoken and where truth lives. See, you can't experience the fullness of God if you're not living in truth. It's just what the word says. See, there cannot be mixture. We talk about this time and time again. There cannot be mixture. Darkness and light don't mix. You can't live in deception and live in truth. You can't want the world and want the truth. Hebrews 10:10-12 says, we have been set apart as holy because Jesus Christ did what God wanted him to do by sacrificing his body once and for all. When a person places his faith in Jesus Christ and becomes a believer, he is sanctified. That is, he is set apart for God's purposes. Colossians 3:12-17 says, so as God's own people who are holy, set apart, sanctified for his purpose, and well-beloved by God himself. Deuteronomy 14, 2 says you've been set apart as holy. Jeremiah 1, 5, and 10 is before I made you. My favorite scriptures, before I made you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart for a special work. See, we need to understand this world is not our home. It's not our final destination. We're just passing through. So if you're not seeing the truth to transform your identity in him, then where are you getting your truths from? Is it social media? Is it podcasts? Is it the news? Is it ministers or other ministers or other ministries? Now, don't get me wrong. I love listening to different ministers. I love listening to Bill Johnson. I love listening to David Digga. I love listening to Francis Chan. In fact, some people say he looks like me. I mean, I love listening to our preaching team. I love listening to Paul, especially when he preaches in the dark, you know? I can't wait to hear Aiden preach. I can't wait to hear Dan preach. I love listening to different other preachers. They're all great. And ministers, different ministries should definitely encourage you. It should propel you in your faith. But it's not the well that you draw from. It's not. In fact, if you're living in someone's anointing, it doesn't sustain you. Let me just say it again. If you're living in someone else's anointing, you're getting fed in someone else's anointing, it's not going to sustain you. See, I can listen to Bill Johnson 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not receive the truth, and not receive the truth. It's not going to sustain me. It's not fulfilling. Now, it will encourage me. I can get revelation from it, and that's great. See, only knowing, receiving, believing, and utilizing the truth on a daily basis will. So I have a story to tell. And again, I'm just going to be transparent with you because I can just kind of laugh about this situation. I remember when we first came to this church, way back when I had hair. Yeah, that's how long ago it was. You remember that time, Alan, when you had hair? We just didn't pray hard enough. But I remember, you know, Lena invited Bree and I to meet with her. And so I just remember walking to her office at the other location. And we walked in and, you know, we had a great conversation. We're just talking about her. We're talking about us. You know, we're talking about the ministry, what God was doing in that season back then. And I just remember during that time, I started ranting and rumbling kind of about my ministry accomplishments. Oh, Lena, yeah, we used to go out in the streets and lead people to Jesus, and we used to have a homeless ministry, and we had a young adults ministry, and then we used to have Bible studies, and just on and on, just kind of giving her this list. And I just remember looking at Lena, and I love Lena. She has such a motherly way of doing things. It was like the room changed. It was like, I'm telling her all these ministry accomplishments, and she's like nodding her head, like, and it has this big old smile on her face. And I just knew something was wrong. And so we go, you know, kind of through that whole thing, and we finish our meeting. And at the end of the meeting, she says, well, we just want you to come and receive. I was like, didn't I just give you what we used to do in ministry and all the different things? And like, man, you wouldn't us. And I was just talking to myself. And of course, I didn't tell her that. I was like, you just want me to just sit there and just receive? And if people know who my personality, I'm just kind of a go-getter. I just can't sit still. I just got to go and do stuff. And so I just remember just kind of walking out of that place just disappointed, to be honest. But let me just say, it was the best thing ever. It was the best thing ever that God could do in my life, personally. I don't know about Brianne's life, but in my life. See, for me, I had to really find the truth. See, not in my ministry, not in my giftings, not in my accomplishments, not in my wants or desires. You know, there were some faulty foundations, honestly, that God had to work within me. There were some mindsets that I was just in that God had to break. So I had to learn to please God and not please people. I had to understand what God says about me instead of believing the lies of the enemy. So I look back and laugh about that situation because now I know that God's not impressed with my spiritual resume. He's not. He's not impressed by your resume. No, we sometimes put our worth in what we do instead of who we are. See, we don't need to please God about our spiritual resume. We don't need to please God on our last season accomplishments or yesterday's success. We don't need to please God with our spiritual giftings. We don't need to please God in how you worship a certain way, how you pray a certain way. In Psalm 147:11, it says, "The Lord is pleased only with those," and this is the CEV version, "the Lord is pleased only with those who worship him and trust his love." So let me kind of end with this. When we live in an identity that was meant for us, there are no limits in what God can do through us. See, it doesn't lead, so, you know, living in truth doesn't lead to lack. It doesn't lead to a dead end. His ways doesn't lead to a dead end. Doesn't lead to an average life. Ephesians 3:20, it says, "Now to him who is able to carry out his purposes and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, indefinitely," it says, "indefinitely, beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams, according to his power that is at work within us." So this morning, there are people with identities that the Lord doesn't even recognize. But the devil does. And so let me first, we were talking about the truth. And if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know the truth, definitely want to introduce you to the truth because it's going to be the greatest truth that you'll ever know. And so let me just pray. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you are the truth. And without the truth, Lord, we would not even be here. Without the truth, we would not be even living, Lord. Without the truth, there wouldn't be healings in this house. Without the truth, Pastor Easy's wouldn't be even healed. If there was not the truth, a lot of us would be walking in darkness. And so, Jesus, we just thank you for you, for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can have life and have life abundantly. We thank you for your salvation. And if there's anybody that wants to know the truth, that wants to know Jesus, I ask that you just lift your hands up now. And I would love to introduce you to the truth, to Jesus. And if there's anyone that feels separated, and here's what I felt during worship. I felt like there was a lot of shame, People were dealing with shame. People were dealing with guilt. And I felt like in that moment, it was like those things were just kind of really choking you. And there were just times that you felt like you couldn't sleep, you couldn't eat, just because you were just walking in shame. But I've come to bring you good news today. I want to introduce you to the man where there is no shame. I want to introduce you to a person that loves you for where you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. He loves you unconditionally. I also want to just say, too, that when we're talking about identity, pride is not an identity. Fear is not an identity. Guilt and shame is not an identity. So you shouldn't take on those identities. So anybody that there's fear, shame, anything that you're feeling, Holy Spirit, I just ask right now that you just set them free from those things, from those false identities that they carry, from those false identities that they proclaim that they are. Thank you, Jesus. Is it Brianna, right? Brianna? Oh, Brianna, yes. Thank you, Lord. So, Brianna, I kept hearing miracles, 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 miracles. I just kept hearing miracles, 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 miracles over and over again. And I kept hearing just more countries, more opportunities. But I really felt like where you're going to start to go, you're going to see more miracles happening from people just miraculously, not from healings. You're going to start seeing just deaf ears open. You're going to see blind eyes being open. And the Lord wanted to say to you, don't even worry about the finances. Because God's going to make a way. Even though it doesn't seem like there's going to be a way, he's going to make a way for finances. Because maybe that might be on your heart right now. Lord, how are you going to provide for me just to go from country to country, from city to city? God's going to make a way. He hears your heart. And so, Lord, we just release it now in Jesus' name. We just thank you, God. You're going to use her mightily for your kingdom. God, we just thank you for the salvations, Lord, that she's going to come across, the lives of people that she's going to touch. Lord, we just thank you for the people that she's going to pray for. And, Lord, we just thank you for the miracles, Lord, that she will see from healings, Lord, to just in every aspect, God. She's just going to see signs, wonders, and miracles that are just going to continue just to follow her. So, Lord, we just release the open doors right now. Just thank you for the open doors that you're going to bring forth. We just thank you for the finances, God, that you're going to provide for her, Lord, as she travels. And I had something for you, Aiden. I think I said, Aiden, I hear the Lord saying you're making a sound in the kingdom of darkness. And it's not just because you were out here, which I was, wow, blown away with you playing. Jimmy, is that what it is? But I heard you just making a sound in the kingdom. I heard that there was a sound where darkness just starts to flee. I saw that when you were making a sound, that chains were being broken because of your ministry. And the Lord would say to you, Aiden, is God's not counting you out. God has great and mighty things in store for you. In fact, you may not see it right now. And you've sometimes wondered, okay, God, what do you have for me? Sometimes you get a stirring, you see the band, you see things that are happening in this house. And you're like, God, I want more. And God's about to give you more. There's a releasing of an anointing on you to preach, Aiden. As I have this microphone in my hand, you will be up here one day with this mic preaching the gospel, preaching the good news. In fact, you'll be in different places. God's going to use you in mighty ways. Don't limit God. Don't limit him because of your past. Don't limit him because of the family that you grew up in. Because even there's some family members and some people have that talked down to you, that limit to you, those words that has taken root in you. So I break those and I ask that the Lord's saying right now, he's pulling those things out of you. And he's pulling and he's pushing through you the giftings and the callings in your life. So Lord, we just release that now in Jesus' name, God. We just say, Lord, just more of your anointing on him. Lord, I just thank you, God, for what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to speak to him now in dreams and visions, God. I just thank you, Lord, even in the middle of the night, God, you're just going to wake him up. There's going to be encounters, Aiden. I just said that you're going to just have encounters with him. You're just going to be sitting there in the presence. I just see you just crying in the presence of the Lord. I just feel like the Lord's just, and he's just hugging you. He's just loving on you. And he's going to speak to you. He's just going to whisper. And he's just telling you, I love you, Aiden. I love you, Aiden. I love you, Aiden. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a child of me. And I just feel that and I hear that. And every deceit of the enemy, just call him a liar. I just thank you. Those are just, the enemy must go and must flee in Jesus' name. Every negative word that was spoken over you be broken in Jesus' name. Every negative word in Jesus' name be broken. Father, I'm just so thankful and grateful, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this place, God. I just say, Lord, just continue just to release your signs and wonders in this place, God. Lord, we don't limit you. We just say more, Father, of your presence, more of your goodness to just flow in this room, God. As the healings continue to flow in this room, God. More of your presence, God. Holy Spirit, just touch every individual here. Every need that they have, whether it's physical, financially, Lord, just touch them right now in Jesus' name. For those that just feel overwhelmed, Lord, I just say that you set them free. I pray for a renewing right now. In each and everyone's body that feel tired, feel frustrated. Say, breath of God, that would you just blow in this place and that you would bring your second wind and touch every individual that just feels tired. Touch Pastor Lena, Lord. Give her the strength, Lord. We say that you touch Pastor Easy right now in Jesus' name where we're at. By the sound of my voice, I just thank you that healing flows in his body, God, that you're touching him right now, God. We thank you, Lord, that he will see miracles in this place. He will see revival in this place. In fact, he's going to have to add onto his book. He's going to have a chapter, a part two. So, Lord, we love you. We glorify you. And we just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.